Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here at 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text if you like. We love the text. Ticket texts come flying in, Doug. Can't get enough of them.
So you had that home inspection and they didn't see the fire, right?
That's right.
Were you worried about, like the text said?
Everything.
Well, ghosts. Huh? I mean, something bad could have happened there. Did you check the history of the house? Was there a huge fire that's public record, right? Or anything? Because I tell you, one of the first things my wife did, to me it didn't matter. When we bought our house, guys, we changed the carpet, we repainted, and then she got the house blessed.
We had a
Catholic priest came in and blessed like almost every room, or the main rooms, and blessed the house.
Well, to each their own. What works for some, I don't judge.
Walk through sprinkling holy water?
No, I mean, yes.
Trying to make sure that it's not haunted? Was that the motivation?
No, it wasn't about being haunted, it was just blessing the house.
Okay. Fair enough.
Looking for a good mojo?
Yeah,
I do have a question about that I don't want to get sidetracked.
Cool.
I got it.
Not mine either.
I don't want to get sidetracked.
You married it.
Because there's something to be said for it. Did you Google search the history of
no.
crime in your house?
No.
Let's do it. Do it right now.
I don't want to.
What's your address?
Gator's address is, Kang, you can look it up.
1313 right. Mockingbird Lane.
Mock.
Ing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I screwed up. I was just
All right, so an announcement yesterday that EA Sports is ending its long-running naming rights agreement with FIFA. So the popular FIFA soccer game, the final one will be FIFA 23. It'll be released later this year. The franchise will rebrand to EA Sports FC after that.
I feel like you could hear my eye roll.
Gator hates the term football club. It is on the list. Soccer teams with FC in the name is on the list.
You're a soccer team in this country.
Okay, so anyway, the game, as far as the game is concerned, there's an entire generation of people that have grown up. FIFA is a soccer game. It is not a governing body over soccer.
Yeah.
It's a video game.
Doug, I will tell you that in my personal opinion, I think that if you want to call it an explosion in popularity from soccer among the younger crowd, is 100% attributed to this video game.
So, I mean, I remember back when I did more stuff with Michigan, we did a TV story on the basketball team held a FIFA tournament, except they did it on the video boards at Chrysler. They dropped it down to court level.
That's awesome.
And they had this massive, whatever it is, 23-foot screen, and they played FIFA. And that was their tournament, but the kids love the FIFA games.
I'll tell you, this goes back way a long time ago with Nintendo.
Yep.
I loved Nintendo soccer.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved playing it. And then a few years later, a buddy of mine, he got one of the first versions of FIFA for whatever that was, for PlayStation or whatever it was. And it was awesome. And I could tell, because he automatically became a soccer fan because of it. He couldn't have cared less prior to that.
Yeah.
But then went all in and became Mr. Soccernista overnight. I'm like, what is this? You never played? What's going on? I don't know. I love the game. So that's why I think because of that game, it has gotten immense popularity. And you see most fans of soccer are younger fans.
So I guess the question becomes, now, as far as the practicality of what this means, FIFA has come out and said, and by FIFA, I mean the Federal International Football Association, whatever it stands for, the people that had the naming rights, the governing body for international soccer, they have come out and said they will come up with their own game, and the FIFA president says they will have the only authentic, his words, only authentic real game. So FIFA's going to produce their own video game. EA Sports will now not include FIFA content, which includes the World Cup and any other FIFA-sponsored event, but you can, they will have the professional leagues, because I guess those are individual contracts. So
Premier League.
Yes. Bundesliga. All the different leagues.
You can play Ipswich versus Sheffield.
Whoever you so choose. And, you know, the
Birmingham and Troy.
Your play-by-play guy, Ian Smythe and Graham Clarkey. You know, they'll have those voices.
Liam English.
Yeah. Alistair Jones on the field. I mean, you know, right, they'll have it all, right?
So, well played.
But what EA Sports is going to produce is everything but the FIFA-sponsored events, which includes the World Cup. So my question is to the gamers, how much does this matter? Like, is this massively disappointing? Because if it happened with Madden, you can't have a game but not have the real players or the real, like, events. I mean, what if somehow, some way, you could have the playoffs in Madden, but you played in the championship game? It wasn't called the Super Bowl. Would people really care? I suppose they probably wouldn't.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're playing the video game and prior to this, that you could have used, hey, you know, I'm going to use Seamus McDong for
Irish fan?
Yeah, for Ireland. And now all of a sudden I can't play with Seamus McDong.
Well, you can do that whenever you want.
Well, you call it what you want, but I'm just saying, if that's the
the solo player game.
Ready Player One. Seamus McDong.
Joystick.
Yeah. So, but you know what I'm saying is, you can't, if the names aren't there, we know what happened when it came to the college football.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yep.
That sucked.
Yeah, but this is, you could still get the players. You just can't play World Cup. If you are a big
time. So Seamus McDong is not going to be playing for the World Cup.
No, he'll just be playing for his professional. Whoever McDong plays for.
No, that's awful. You want the big prize.
Well, I'm not a FIFA player, so I can't sit here and tell you. You might be right. You might want to make sure, you know, McDong hoists the cup, but you might be just perfectly satisfied playing Premier League games, MLS. 248-539-9797.
I don't know, man. It's like if you mentioned earlier, you're playing an NFL game, but you're not playing for the Super Bowl. It's like playing a hockey game, but you're not playing for the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but you're playing with the same players. It's the whole thing is really...
It's just certainly not as satisfying, right?
This is going to be, yes. I would think that, you know, being able to mimic real life is one of the things that make these games great. They're taking one aspect out, which sounds like basically international soccer. When you represent the national team. But I don't know how much people, the gamers, it's up to you. You could tell us what you play. If missing out on international games means this game's going to suck, then... That you don't want to be just, you just don't want to play club level soccer. 248-539-9797. Sean's in Redford. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, afternoon. How are you?
What's up?
So I wanted to talk a little about this FIFA losing a license thing. It's kind of a massively positive thing for a lot of gamers out there. Electronic Arts has consistently been one of the worst ran companies for years as far as the video game market goes. And you look back at what some of the other sports shows, especially the NFL, the ESPN 2K5 game is still considered one of the best football games of all time. And right after that, Electronic Arts bought out the NFL's rights to be the only game in town to do the NFL games. So EA's pretty much just had a monopoly over FIFA and NFL. And both franchises have been kind of hated for years because it's just been, well, we're the only one out there, so it's just a bad game or... nothing at all. So hopefully this does kind of get the NFL maybe decide not to re-sign, I think in 2022 it is, or 2023 it is, when their license ends with EA Sports. But this is very good news for a lot of these gamers, I'd say.
So you're stoked, even though it's basically splitting and you can't play international games.
Well, if what Sean's saying is it's competition, and maybe competition shakes them out of the doldrums and says, hey, you guys got to wake up and update the games because your competition is better.
Exactly, because one of the big things, using Madden as the best example, because a lot of people hate Madden, to be honest. It's still the best-selling game because it's the only football game out there. But you would pay $60 for the game and then really get some of the contents in there. You had to spend another $50 for the ultimate team pack and buy virtual cars to play online. And a lot of the updates you'll see, some of the graphical elements have been the same presentation. A lot of people don't know this. Madden's got the rights to the ESPN name and brand for their games, but hasn't used it in about 5-6 years. So it's just been a return game over and over. Yeah.
Madden's had what?
They've had the rights to the graphics?
So the presentation, you know, how you'd see the announcers or ESPN or whatever, Madden's actually had the rights to use the ESPN graphics for the Madden games. However, they haven't done it because it's cheaper doing it what they've been doing, the same clips, the same presentation.
Why would they buy the rights if they're not going to use it?
So no one else can use it.
So I was going to say prevent anybody else from using it.
Oh, okay.
When 2005's Sega game, the one with Terrell Owens on the cover, they had ESPN. Price was half the cost. The game was considered one of the best football games of all time. And immediately afterwards, Madden and Electronic Arts just started buying everything up to make sure they were the only game in town. I know.
So you're happy about this. Suffice it to say, you're happy about this.
Oh, I'm very happy about this. I'm hoping it continues on elsewhere. I mean, the NBA 2K series is amazing. So
thank you. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback on this. FIFA, EA Sports are splitting. They will each have some rights to some soccer games. But the previous caller, first caller, said it's a good game. Good thing. Good thing for the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.